So, I'm in Edinburgh. Me and Simon have just brought his dog out, and we've come to Asda. Ooh. Come on, it's all right. Oh, Simon's just away inside. Come on up here. All right. There's a dog. That's getting his... I've got his dog. He's got a four-month-old border collie. Oh, come here. And there's a dog out. There's a dog outside. So I've come out the way. Anyway, I don't exactly know where I am exactly in the world. In Edinburgh. I've just recorded a route live. Well, I am recording a route live on socialhikingshareadventure.com. Come through a beautiful the Dells. I can't remember the name of them. If any Scots are listening to me, any jokes, then you'll know probably where I am. Some new, just outside of Redhall House, which is in ruins. The Dells behind there. Really nice walk. So we've come to Asda to get a couple of things. And then we're going back. So... Ooh. Come here, come here, come here, come over here. Good boy, good boy. Got this? Really nice drive up the A68 today. Beautiful scenery. And I'm glad we went up the 68 instead of going on the coast road on the A1. We were going to go and have a quick ganders at Lindisfarne, but we didn't bother. And I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad we didn't in the end. Because we didn't have time, really. The kids are tired. We've got a hell of a trek tomorrow up to John O'Groats. But, I mean, this is the best way to do it, still undecided, but I think we're just going to go straight up through the Cairngorms, past Inverness, and it's about a 5.5 hour drive, to be honest.
Do you want this? Do you want this? And go on then. Okay. Not many people here in Asda, not many cars. About an eighth of the car park full of cars, not even that. I can't kick it about here, Reggie. God, a squeezy sounds distressed. A little green squeezy ball with legs on it. I think it did have a face on it at one point. Yeah, so... Oh, just some fantastic scenery going up there today. I love North Northumberland. It's wild, and I really enjoy that. We're going to be going through the Cairngorms and further up tomorrow, so... One of my bucket list items to be ticked off. It's not just John O'Groats. I really wanted to come here to walk a 20 or 30 mile section of coastline on the north coast there, right up on the top, but time didn't allow. I wanted to come up by myself, come up on the train, but it takes 2 days on the train, get as far as Aberdeen, and then I have to spend overnight in Aberdeen, I think it is. I think that's what it worked out. And
What? God damn it. Yeah, so... I've been trying to listen to Audio Boost, but... Like now... You can tell I'm tired. But it's just been a... Oh, God. Come on, get it. Get it. Come on. Come on, get it. It's just been a whistle-stop tour of everywhere, really. I haven't really...
I haven't really rested. The kids are pretty shattered, to be honest. And tomorrow's going to finish them off. But when we come back down from John O'Groats, we're going to stay here in Edinburgh again with our friends, Nicola and Simon, and their four children. But they've got a huge house, so there's plenty of room. Oi! Weest! Weest, man. Get your, come on then, get squeezy. That's it. Anyway, got loads to talk about, but I'm not going to do it now because my battery's nearly dead. Speak to you again. All the very best to everybody. Ta-da.